This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Lesbian comedian Hannah Gadsby has revealed that she no longer plans to quit comedy after the monumental success of her Netflix special Nanette. During a recent interview with Jimmy Fallon, she said she had reconsidered her decision to move back to Tasmania and take a permanent break from comedy. She said, "If the show had gone as badly as I'd planned it, it would have worked. But now I'm left with a choice. I'll either be an idiot or a hypocrite. I'll be a hypocrite." Seven Perth students, aged between 15 and 17, have been charged over a series of muggings and one assault last weekend in a vigilante plot to catch pedophiles. News reports have indicated that up to 10 students may have been involved in the plan, with six boys and one girl charged over the incidents so far. The students allegedly set up fake profiles on Grindr to draw men to public parks in order to mug them. Three of the victims were allegedly robbed, with one incident ending in assault. Miss First Nation is holding this year's finals in Sydney at the Imperial Hotel, and some of this year's contestants have called on the public for help. The competition searches all over Australia to showcase the talents of the country's fabulous Indigenous drag performers. However, many of the queens live outside Sydney and need help covering travel costs to attend the competition this year, and are looking to crowdfund to help them in their shots at the title. Doctors tasked with uploading their patients' data to the My Health Record system may refuse to do so if their concerns aren't addressed, according to former president of the Australian Medical Association, Karen Phelps. Phelps called on the government to extend the current opt-out period, which runs until October 15 this year, and to remove the ability for the body running the scheme to hand over a person's sensitive information to authorities. She added that the process should be about the rights of the patient above anything else. The Australian Human Rights Commission is seeking input from people born with intersex variations on how to best protect their human rights. The AHRC is asking to hear intersex people's personal experiences of medical interventions and suggestions for changes to clinical practices and legal frameworks. The community can get involved either through written submissions or by expressing interest in face-to-face consultation with the commission. A suicide prevention trial in North Brisbane and the Moreton Bay region will be used to help improve suicide prevention services for LGBTI people. Through the trial, psychologists and case managers will provide face-to-face, phone or online support to people facing a suicide crisis or bereaved members of the community. De-identified data from those who provide consent to participate in the trial will then be used to improve suicide prevention services for LGBTI people in the region. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Openly gay triathlete Jack Bristow has won his age group title at the European Championships. The 24-year-old from Birmingham beat two British teammates in the 20-24 age category to reach the podium for the first time. He refrained from flying a rainbow flag at the event as there's a rule in Estonia against making political statements, but he still wants to show everyone that being gay doesn't have to hold you back. Anti-gay soccer player Jaylene Hinkle has been cut from the US national team. It was recently announced that Hinkle would be recalled to the squad for the Tournament of Nations, causing a backlash on social media as she's previously refused to play in an LGBT pride kit. A footballer at a US service academy has become the first active player to come out as gay. Air Force Academy defence back Bradley Kim came out in an interview with OutSports last week because he wants to share the news with people in similar situations who are struggling. And finally, Britain's only gay athlete says he'll risk prison to speak out about LGBT rights at the Track and Field World Championships in Qatar next year. 20-kilometre race walker Tom Bosworth could face a 5-year jail sentence for criticising the country's emir, but says he's not afraid to stand up for what he believes in.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. And visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.